The Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Paul said unto him, to David, go, the Lord be with thee. Drop down to one more verse, 43. 42. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. That means he cussed him out.
Cussed him out.
Looked out of him out. For he was but a youth and rooted and of a fair countenance. The Philistine said unto David, am I thou that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. That's enough. Y'all sit down. Speak to your giant. We all have giants in our lives. We all, I said again, have giants.
Oh, yeah.
In our lives, every now and then. Sugar diabetes.
Oh, high blood pressure.
Cancer.
Arthritis, all this stuff.
Speak to your giant. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but we all facing something. You might have a family member that's going through something. I don't know who I'm talking to. I might be talking to myself, but I'm the one thing that there's a God
somewhere
that sits high.
Look low.
I know him because he first saw me. The old folks say, precious Lord,
take my hand, lead me on.
Take my hand.
Oh, Lord.
Lead me on. Lest I stand. Y'all know that song?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
But I'm just trying to tell somebody this morning to be encouraged, because whatever you're going through, God is with you.
Yes,
he is. Let me give you a scripture on that. Psalms 34 say, not 34, I'm going to go to something else. Psalms 23 say, the Lord is
my shepherd.
My shepherd.
My shepherd.
Shall not want. And then you can only drop down to verse 4 and say, yea, though I walk.
For the valley of shadow and death.
Every day we walk.
It's shadow.
In our neighborhood.
That's right.
We see guns.
That's so right.
We see drugs.
Yeah, Lord.
Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. Some neighborhoods, I told them, I don't go in when I get that uniform on, because they'll shoot the police.
Yeah, they will.
And I know that I've got good sense. But I know that if God is with me,
you don't have to worry.
I can go anywhere.
Right.
Don't need no bodyguards and all that kind of stuff. Because it's perfect.
That's right.
I'm trying to help somebody. Now, his presence
will
be enough for me. Yeah, right. I don't know about you, but I've learned to discover that whatever you're going to, speak to your giant this morning.
Yeah.
And say, in the name of Jesus, move out my way. It may not come when you want. It may not come when you think. But it's going to come sooner or later.
Right. time.
Yes. Am I talking to somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I am. Because God is sovereign. This passage of scripture here, Saul, let me tell you something. When you call up in sin, you can perform good duties for God. Sin is a terrible disease.
Separated from God. He hates sin.
The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Oh, yes.
But it also says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death.
Eternal life.
But the gift of God
is eternal life.
I'm talking about
you own it, man.
In this text here, you will see where 40 days this old Philistine giant had been afflicting the children of Israel. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy 7:7, he said, I didn't choose you because y'all were a mighty people. I choose you because y'all were few and because I love thee. He loved you this morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Amen. You own it. You own it, man.
Amen.
I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know that one thing, God loves you.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only
begotten son. Only begotten son.
Begotten son. And so now, let's back this train up a little bit. In the 16th chapter, let's go to the 14th chapter, 13th chapter, 14th verse. He told Samuel, he said, I got a God, a child, after my own heart.
After my own heart.
13th chapter, 14th verse. Go read it to my feet. Look at 13th chapter, 14th verse, verse Samuel. So in the 16th chapter, when Saul refused to do what God said in the 15th chapter, I'm just doing you the homework here, bringing you up to what's going on. The Bible says Saul spared Agai, the king, and all his. And now God had told him to kill everything. But because he disobeyed God, let me tell you something. When you're in God's presence, you got to do what God said. That's all. No matter who tell you what, you got to do what God said.
That's right. Right, family, amen.
They'll be shucking and jiving and all that stuff. Because God is something. Ain't nobody to play with now.
Amen.
He know your upsets and your downfall. He know the hair on your head. But in the 16th chapter, the Bible said, God spoke to Samuel and said, how long will you moan for this rascal? He said, like, I'm just, you know. And the Bible said, Samuel loved his son, but Saul didn't do what he was supposed to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's just like us. We get so caught up in things of our own and sicknesses and diseases come upon us unaware because we ain't done what God said to do. I'm trying to talk to somebody.
You're right, man.
Amen. I did my colon cancer the other day. Came back in.
You
know why? Because I'm trying
to do the right thing.
I'm trying to treat people right.
There you go.
I'm trying to do what Pastor Doodles is about to do. Let me tell you something. I'm a pastor, but I know what Pastor Doodles is. It's for the watch for the souls of all the members of New Jerusalem. I ain't hurt nobody.
Tell it.
I ain't calling nobody on the phone. Somebody out there, I can borrow $10, $20. I'm trying to look for the soul and to pray what God say do. I choose pastors after my own heart. I know what it said. God had a man. And the Bible say, in the 16th chapter, Samuel went down and sit on the secret jest. And the Bible say that Eliab passed by. God said, uh-uh. And all of them passed by to make a long story short. And Samuel said, wait a minute. You told me to go down here. See, God, one thing about God, in the Numbers 23rd chapter, the 19th verse, he's not a man that he shall lie. Numbers 23, 19. God is a man that not shall lie. No, a man that he repent of lying. What he say, and he gonna do what he say. Oh, I'm trying to tell, I'm trying to help somebody, because the word is what's gonna save us. The word is what's gonna take us from time to time. The word of God. Matthew 24:35. For the word of God shall stand forever.
Forever.
And the Bible says, I got one more, Jesse said. He out there in the fields. The Bible says, when David came, the Lord spoke to the prophet and said, anoint him. That's the boy that I want to be king of my people.
Oh, yeah.
David. He was a little rooted to boy. He come from a poor family. Like me, I come from a poor family. You know, we didn't have much, but we did have some kush kush. Y'all know about kush kush?
Kush kush. Good, man.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, have mercy.
Rice and gravy. The corn, the ground meat up there. Y'all know about that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
But we made it.
Yeah, we had a lot of love, though, man. A lot of love, though.
Mr. Damon, he go grab a friend and kill a hog. Everybody on the block.
Everybody get something.
Got something. Not on beef. I say hog. Pork chops. Big feet.
Chitlins.
There you go.
Hog head chitlins.
Hog head chitlins.
I ain't working for
that. All that kind of stuff. You know why? Because we had not only love, but we were together, like we were talking about this morning. We had unity.
Unity, pal.
And when we go to teach you and why, Mr. Jamie Lee and them, they'll say, Mom, we're going to watch you halfway. They watch out for one of another.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to
get
that.
Long
Remember
when you can
it's
have
the word now.
When you can have the windows open.
I ain't heard somebody.
It's
the word. So, back to the text. This Philistine giant weighed so much, and you know, it talks about how much he weighed and all this kind of stuff. And Saul was looking at him like, what you talking about going to fight with this man here? But let me tell you something. Don't despise small beginnings.
All right.
Right. I heard Diane was saying about ain't but one church, and that's Jesus Christ Church. Because he said in 16th chapter of the book of Matthew and 18th verse, he said, up on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell, So I'm trying to help somebody let you know, it ain't but one church. Whether it's two members or 20 members or 300. Let me tell you something, I'm out of a big church. And a lot of what number devils up in there anyway. That's all up in there. What about a few of us doing stuff? Don't get wrong, we be caught up in number. I ain't worried about, I used to be like that. I'm not worried about the number, because let me tell you something, God began to weed out when he sent out them spies. Do y'all remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And it was 12 spies, but two of them had an issue and said, oh, we go conquer the land. The other 10 came back alive.
Amen.
God said, we'll kill y'all.
Yeah.
13 chapter number. Go read. This is your Bible. They come out. We look like grasshoppers. We can't come. I'm trying to help somebody let you know, whatever you're going through, don't be surprised. Don't worry about it, because no problem is bigger than God. God is a big God. God is. God is.
Everything.
I live for him now.
Oh, yeah.
I told my wife, you looking at a new Jerusalem, you looking at a new Eugene now. I done got a remake over now.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You done took this old carburetor and put another spark plug in it, put some more wires in it, and put some more gas, regular gas in it, and now it's running smooth now. It ain't coming.
That's
all right, sir. Amen. 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 Look at 32. I'm going. Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thou servant will go and fight with this Philistine. We all got some giants in our life.
All right.
If we ain't got none, maybe our children got some giants.
Yeah,
or maybe our grandchildren got some giants.
Yeah.
They're making bad grades at school. They don't do it. I'm talking to somebody.
Oh, Lord.
Them giants. You didn't raise them like that. But because they mingle with the wrong crowd, they like it.
Yeah.
That's how the devil works. So if he can't get to you, he'll get to somebody close to you.
Yeah.
Am I talking to somebody up in here?
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
But I know that I serve a God of the universe.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that this God I serve is able to take the heat out the fire.
All right.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The king said, didn't you cast three in there? Yeah. Why did I see another one in there?
Mm-hmm.
Look like the son of God, Brother Phil. All
right,
man. Hmm? I'm David now.
Yeah.
David said, when you come to God, you got to know how to come to God.
That's right.
You got to come to God like in Psalm 51 and 10, created me a clean.
Yeah. You're right there within me.
Yeah.
The right spirit will tell them.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. This about me, God. Who is that?
Yeah.
Psalm 51:10. Yeah. Created me a clean heart, oh God.
And, you right
and renew within me a right spirit. See, when you come to God, you can't come to God cocky and boisterous. You got to come to God humble. Especially if you're in need. And there are a lot of sick folks, and I know it is. When I went to pray for Miss Mary, I ain't gonna share the fruit, but I didn't get none of it because Jesus said, in the 16th chapter of Mark and in the 18th verse, he said, she should drink deadly poison.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know she had no fruit, but I went to pray for her. I go pray for people. I ain't worrying people. I go pray for them because I know that's my job.
That's
a pastor.
Yeah.
All right, Jesus said this way in the 15th chapter of Luke. Write it down. Go read it for yourself. And you got the fourth word. He said, if you have 100 sheep and you lose one of them, you got you go out to that one sheep and find that one. And when you find it, you rejoice it. Or even if you go to 58, he said, either one of them having 10 pieces of silver. And she lose one piece. And now she sweep the house. Get it again.
Tell it, pal. You tell it, pal.
Walk it by. Ain't God good?
All time.
Ain't God good?
All time.
I don't know about you, but I know whatever you're going through, I'm going to speak to my giant. Say, I'm going to speak to my giant. Because I know I'm going to have some favor at the end of my journey. See, sometimes you get caught up and think that we're doing everything. You ain't doing nothing, but God is the one. We ain't think that. God is.
God doing it.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you, but when you go to the doctor, pray before you go to the doctor.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Have prayer in your garment.
That's right.
Because that's what the Bible said. Continue prayer.
That's right.
Or fairly much.
Yeah.
In other words, you got to say, Lord, I'm going to this doctor, and I know that the report that they gave me is a bad report, but I ask that you would turn it into bad to good. Lord, I know that you do. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to finish the Lord, but I know it's getting loose. You say, and Saul, look at how the conversation. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with.
Yeah, yeah.
For thou art nothing but a child. No, you mean you ain't nothing but a child.
Well,
you can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
But David,
uh-huh.
I know when I walk, and I'll be passing the park sometime with no line. They be shaking the ground. They be looking at me. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah. I said, oh, Lord, don't let them come out here. I can't. Don't let them come out here. But I always think about David.
Yeah.
This is the boy. He said, what did he say? Wait, what did he say? He said, go down. He said, said, and David said to Saul, thou servant kept his father's sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. Now watch it. They wasn't running behind him. Look what he doing. He running behind them. Ain't that something? What do you say? And I went out after him.
Amen.
Ain't that something?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's a brave little boy.
Sure was.
God know what he doing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about you, but God know what I say. God know what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
You out there trying to figure it out.
You already whipped it out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Proverbs 16:25. They say, there is a way that's even right unto a man. Yeah, yeah. But the end of are the ways of death.
Yes,
sir. I'm trying to help somebody that you know. Don't try to figure it out. Lord, give it to him. Say, Lord, I give it to you. Right. Mr. Means, tell the Lord, Lord, I give it to you. Right. You is.
That's it,
yeah. My supreme ruler.
All right.
You is. My rock in the very land.
Oh, yeah.
You is.
Shelter.
My shelter. You is. Yes, God of God.
Yeah.
Lord of God. When he told Moses, he said, go down there. And tell Pharaoh,
let my people go.
Let yes, my people go. Now watch what happened. God didn't tell him that I'm God. He didn't tell him I'm the Father. He said, I am.
I am that I am. That I am, pal. I am.
Now, why do not go and tell the DA, I am that I am?
He wouldn't understand.
That's something. That's something else. Well, I am that I am.
Oh, Lord.
Huh?
Right.
And then he said, I'm just getting on that. I'm wrong. I'm going to get on that. And then, look what God said. God said, I come out of eternity.
The time.
Exodus 3:9. Exodus 3:8. He said, I come out of eternity.
The time.
Down to time.
Down to time. Ain't that something?
Because I heard the cry.
Yeah, yeah.
Of my people.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about you, but sometimes you have to lay awake there.
Cry sometimes.
I can say that sometimes. I lay awake there at night.
All right, though. It's all right. Cry sometimes.
I can't sing like y'all.
Oh, Lord.
I said, baby, you
got me. I'm good too. Boy, here you go.
But you say, I live awake at night.
Yeah.
That's all right. But that's all mine.
All right.
I know Jesus will.
After a while.
May not fix it today or tomorrow.
After a while.
May not fix it next week.
Yeah.
But soon enough,
don't
if I keep walking right.
That's right. Don't fix it.
Be steadfast.
Yeah, he don't fix it.
I move.
Always about.
Always about. Tell what you read. 1 Corinthians 15:15. Always about.
Yeah,
in the word of the Lord. For as much as you know, it's your labor.
It's not in vain.
It's not in vain. 1 Timothy 1:7 says, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power.
My Lord.
Power.
You got to come to the bone, the throne with boldness.
Yeah, yeah.
When you think you got something bad in your body, like cancer, or when you think you got some blockage or whatever you got, or whatever, you got to come bold and say, Lord, I depend on you.
Yeah.
You is the one, my doctor. You is my nurse. You is my all of them. I'm depending on you. Look what he said. Look what he said. Look what he said. 37. I'm thinking too because I know what it's getting late. David said, more the Lord that delivered. Somebody need deliverance this morning. And I ain't picking on nobody. But they got a bad disease called cigarettes. I'm just talking what the Spirit say. I don't care what you say, I'm talking about what the Spirit said to me. God said, I deliver it from you. If you got whatever it is, you know, I'm just using it as an example. God said, I will deliver you from it.
My Lord. My Lord.
Let thy will be done.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Amen. I'm talking from the Holy Ghost. So I'm reading on the Holy Ghost now.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost is telling somebody to tell you, God can deliver you from that.
Yeah. Yeah.
God can. Maybe not, but he can. It's up to you. Whatever it is, I ain't talking about this thing. I'm talking about whatever it is you're going through. God is under you. That's what he just said right there.
Yeah.
David said, oh, the Lord will deliver. Let me tell you something. For 40 days, the Philistines have been afflicting the children of Israel. Morning, noon, and night. And the children were running off. Like a tail cut out. Y'all saw that in school when they put the chip on your shoulder?
First thing you might say, "Watch that play, boy, don't."
David said, "Moreover, 37. And go again. I just say deliver up in 35. Now you come back in 37. David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me out of thine hand on this Philistine."
Amen. Amen.
In other words, David said, "I'm not afraid of him because God didn't give me the spirit of fear."
Yeah.
God said, "Speak the word, speak it with faithfulness."
Yeah.
That's what he told in Jeremiah 23. He that have my word, let it speak it faithfully. That's what in Jeremiah 23. No reason to be about being torn out.
Amen.
I'm speaking faithfully. Because we got some sick folks here.
Yeah.
Amen.
In this church that need prayer from a righteous man. Because the Bible says in James 5:16, he faith with faith with prayer of a righteous man, a better touch. Prayer is what we need. I need you myself. That's what I'm about there getting prayed for.
Yeah.
I'm what people say. I'm going to do my duties. Because I know one thing, I got to stand in judgment.
Yeah, no.
And Eugene, he called me. I didn't ask for him. He called me. He said, "Me a call."
But few are chosen, man. Few are chosen.
But few are chosen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And all he didn't call me, he ordained me.
Yeah.
Every 30 years ago.
Right.
And I cooked and cooked and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I said it, but I got it right now.
I know that's right.
I'm letting you know. Sister Stevens, I got it right now.
All
right. I'm trying to walk this thing. Not just talking. I'm trying to walk this thing. Right. Man, I had a song say, "Practice
what you preach."
What you preach?
You tell me, you tell me, yeah.
Telling me, telling me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he over.
I'm gonna talk about your car.
He over.
Because this wasn't what I wanted to preach.
Yeah,
oh no. Uh-uh. But
God,
it's His word, not my word.
God.
And let me tell you something. When you do what God say, God open up some doors for you.
Well, you want to close your faith, open them up.
The one that you think you couldn't, you know.
Open them up.
God open them up.
Well,
I'm a living witness.
Right.
I'm a living witness. Yes. I've had some challenges this week.
Yeah.
Went to the authority. Old spam phone calls and all that kind of stuff. I went to the authorities. And I was in a meeting the other night. And God wiped it out of my phone. What I'm trying to say, God will do a supernatural miracle.
Yeah, he will. Yeah, he will.
If you just trust Him.
Just trust Him.
That's what the Bible says, trust in the Lord.
With all thy heart.
With all thy heart. And me not.
I don't understand.
But that I won't understand. But in all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He will. Look what happened. Now, I ain't going to be long. I got to go. I got to get out of here. I'm closing. But Saul armed David with his armor and put helmet on. It's Lord, David said, "I don't need all that foolishness out." No, I got the Lord with me. See, when you got the Lord with you, you ain't have to worry about no protection. The Lord will protect you. That's what He said in Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Drop down to verse 7 and say, 1,000 shall fall at their side, and 10,000 at their right hand, but it should not come.